Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Artist Deborah Mitchell has a new exhibit at The Garage in Rapid City. Drawings from the Black Hills are displayed along with the unveiling of her new series. It's called Gardens I Have Known. Deborah looks for the inspiration in the lived environment, and she joins us now from the SDPB Black Hills Bureau. Deborah Mitchell, welcome back to In the Moment.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about this exhibition at The Garage.
Well, my new work is, as you said, Gardens I've Known. And what I love and what is inspirational for me is the outdoors, gardens, the landscape. And I do quite a bit of that plein air, kind of non-traditional plein air. And then when I go back into my studio, I develop those into more abstract, kind of colorful renditions. And I work in monotype, and I also paint. And it's just, I mean, you could go to my website and see it for those
right.
of you
we'll
out there in radio land.
We'll put a link up to that on our website as well after the show, listen.sdpb.org. What's your website for folks who want to go straight there right now as we talk?
DeborahMitchellArtist.com, all one word.
Perfect. So you can look through some of her art as we talk. Give me an idea of when something, you know, when you feel like something might need to be painted in with realism, and when something might be abstract. Is every subject sort of ripe for either direction?
Well, when I think about subject matter, I think about the outdoors. As soon as spring comes, I'm dying to get outside and paint or draw on location. And I developed a technique for riding my motorcycle and stopping and sketching really quickly in color. Sometimes 15 minutes, very small, and then I take them back to my studio and I develop them in different way. I also have taken my press out on location and done monotypes. This past spring, I woke up at 3 a.m. and took large-scale drawing paper, 32 by 40, out to the Badlands and the Black Hills and got up, you know, really early so I could go out before any of the tourists were there. So that's very, very traditional, very realistic.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that's fine for me, but I also like to have the inspiration based upon those things to create different types of paintings that are more abstract, like a celebration of color. And that's really Gardens I've Known, because you couldn't really see a specific flower in these per se, but it's kind of a profusion of color, patterns, some shapes, things like that.
So when you look at that work, and I haven't seen Gardens I Have Known yet, but when you look at that and compare it to the work you did that was inspired by your travels in Turkey, for example, you know, is it obvious when you walk in the room, okay, this is a totally different experience in the color and the texture?
Yes, because the work from Turkey and Greece and Italy has been more about patterns, and really it was informed by those specific cultures.
Okay.
So this is different because it is not based on a foreign culture. It's based upon my experience of nature more than my travels.
All right. So what kind of garden? Because as someone who teaches art history, many artists have explored gardens and their work before. How do you fit into that overall narrative of artists really exploring gardens and how they can express them?
Well, you know, what I realized as I was, you know, developing this and thinking about what I'd do in the future, I decided to expand my definition of garden to include parks. I've done work in Central Park in New York City, Boboli Gardens in Italy, Goreme in Cappadocia, Turkey. And so I'm thinking, wow, that leaves it wide open. It opens it up a bit more so I can start. I've got so many ideas that when I go to sleep at night, I wake up and go, oh, I better write that down. So I'm going to expand my idea of gardens. And I'm looking probably at mythical and historical gardens, hanging gardens of Babylon. I want to go to Alhambra. I'm thinking I could create a book, a portfolio of prints based upon some of these places, specific places, and then also some paintings on the side that are would be larger, more abstract and colorful that you can tell where it was inspired from. This past summer, I was lucky to be able to study at Haystack Mountain School of Crafts on the coast of Maine for 2 weeks, and I did watercolor on location. Every morning I woke up, I was the earliest one, and then I went out and I put in a couple of hours before everybody else was awake. And so I'm just very much engaged and inspired and enthralled by nature.
Right. I thought this the last time we talked, and I'm thinking it again now. If anyone is listening who wants to, you know, be more of an artist in the world, you've already given them quite a roadmap. And one of those things is get up early.
Oh yeah, get out there before anybody else because
is that because of the light? Is that because you're alone and you can think? Is that your personal
all
clock?
Of the above?
Okay,
it is my personal. Yes, definitely. But you know, there's something about that morning light. It's light is very flat between 10 and 2 during the day. Mm-hmm. And so if you get up early, you have like this raking light, deep shadows, the colors are richer. Or right after a rain, going out to the Badlands after a rain is phenomenal because of the colors there. But there's also the factor of, you know, it inevitably somebody will come along if you're in a public place and look over your shoulder and they'll ask you or tell you they know somebody who paints better than you do. And you just have to be, oh, well, that's nice. I'm so glad. And
who
then hope they go away. Oh, you'd be surprised. Many people. Well, I shouldn't say better, but, you know, my uncle, my cousin, my mother, my brother.
Right. Give me an idea of, you know, when did you sort of give in to the, you know, is it that you can't not wake up at you know, in the middle of the night and write an idea down? You can't not stop on your motorcycle and sketch something for 15 minutes? Or
right.
Was there a point as an artist where you, you know, said, this is who I am and I'm going to, these are these habits that you built or are they things that you cannot resist?
Wow. You know, I'm trying to make it into a habit so that when I feel that thing that I can't resist, that I obey. That I obey those voices in my head that say, pull over, sketch, or at least pull over and take a photograph, because I can't tell you how many times I've been, you know, traveling, and travel is also inspirational to me, that I've thought, oh, that's so amazing, and then to turn around and go back, pull over, find a place that is exactly what you saw from your car or your motorcycle. Often it doesn't quite work. It's like that in the moment, if you
right.
A play on words, sorry.
There we
but,
are.
You know, there you are. You're driving through, you're driving along, and you just hit. It's like, to me, it's a very visceral thing. I feel it in my solar plexus, like, oh, wow. And I try and grab it. And, you know, a lot of times at the end of the day, I'll make notes or I'll do little color sketches in my sketchbook that aren't specific, but they're the idea or the feel of that particular day.
Hmm. Do you surround yourself with people who understand and support that, or do you just sort of do it in spite of society?
I do it in spite of society. Well, I shouldn't say that, because I teach art history and drawing at the School of Mines, and there's some fabulous students. They're just wonderful, and they're creative in their own way. As an aside, I'm retiring at the end of spring.
Oh, wow.
And I'm very excited about that, because now I can, you know, devote my time to surrounding myself with other people, other like-minded people.
Right.
What
does that do for an artist to have community like that and to have the time to not only develop your own viewpoint, but to develop a community?
It's everything. Support is so important. There's a fabulous community of artists in the Black Hills and Rapid City. So I feel very fortunate to live here. I grew up outside of Boston, and I do miss culture, but I've always felt as though I had one foot on the boat and one foot on the dock, because I need culture and I need nature and being outside and peace and quiet. And then, you know, it's like you go to New York City and you come and you land in Rapid City in the spring and you smell the sweet grass and it's like, wow, that's why I live here. It's
so
really amazing.
Tell me more about retirement then. What that whole road unfolds for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited. And like I say, I have probably more ideas than I'll be able to complete in my lifetime.
Right, right.
But I just got accepted as a signature member of the Artists of the Black Hills. Mm. And so that's pretty exciting. That's a great community of people.
Right.
I'm going to continue my Gardens I've Known series. I hope to do some more traveling. Here's a little shout out for the fundraiser. I created a watercolor for a fundraiser for scholarships for School of Mines, and it raised $3,000. It was a watercolor that I did. So I feel pretty proud about that. And I'll be doing classes. I will be doing classes out of my home and hopefully at the Doll, if there's something they're looking for specifically. And I might even do some writing on art. I think my writing is probably more cogent than my talking about art. And I just got on the South Dakota Arts Council roster for artists in the schools.
Right. So you're busier than ever in retirement.
I am.
Like many people say that. And it's hard to imagine when you're in the middle of a particularly busy season professionally. But
yeah,
I think everyone who I know is retired has that to say.
I can hardly wait.
All right. Tell me a little bit. We have a couple minutes left is all. But talk a little bit about that lived environment that we mentioned in the first place. When you say lived environment, are you noticing, you know, the fingerprints and the footprints of humans as we interact with it? Or what are your thoughts there?
Well, because I grew up outside about, you know, pretty close to the city and spent a lot of time in New York City, I just love where you can see the scuffed area of, you know, something. And if you took a photograph, it would look like an abstract painting. Mm. I remember when I first climbed the stairs to the Acropolis, and the stairs were so worn down that there was a trough in them at each, you know, at each tread. And that just gave me the chills. The thought of people year after century after, you know, thousands of years walking up to this amazing place and seeing the traces of people that came before us is inspirational. And looking at art history is inspirational for me. What were people thinking and how did they convey their place and time is something that fascinates me.
Deborah Mitchell, we're always inspired when you stop by. So when you teach these classes and have things to say, come back and talk to us again, always.
I'd love to. And one more thing, if anybody wants to go to Turkey with me this spring, there's a tour that I'm doing to the archaeological sites in Turkey to sketch.
Oh. All right, sign me up. And
all
you
right.
can see, you can meet Deborah Mitchell at a reception at the Garage in Rapid City. That's Friday, January 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And do stop by and see her work at the Garage Gardens I Have Known, as well as other works. We thank her for her time.